Howdy, folks. You know, life is a little bit like a razor. If you aren't scraping and scraping, chances are you're in hot water. I'm Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum with Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment time. I hope you all had a cheerful weekend and chewed plenty of delicious double mint gum, like I told you. It's mighty refreshing, this hot weather, I'll tell you that. You know, if there's a baby in your home, I want to ask you, does it have the colic? I started to say I sure hope not, but I've just found out that this condition is a good thing for the future. Yeah, a noted pediatrician, he says if your baby keeps you walking the floor at night to the tune of loud wailing, he says you're cradling a superior child. Yeah, this colicky condition shows that the baby has boundless energy. I guess I must have had it pretty bad when I was a fussy little cherub there. Yes, sir, a wiggling, crying baby is just voicing resentment against the restrictions imposed by infancy. Yeah, he's a go-getter and anxious to get started, you know. So this baby with terrific lung power develops quickly, more so than those less fortunate babies who never have the therapeutic value of the colic. This pediatrician, he says the baby grows up with a multitude of interests, and he's happy, well-adjusted, enjoys life to the hilt, and just rushes from one success to another. Sounds like the story of my life, all right. Now, I can't claim all those things. But I'll tell you, while we're on this subject, I think an important thing for a grown-up person to do is act in such a way that folks can be sure he no longer has a touch of the colic. Now, let's have some music here. It's Marion Morgan, the Jack Halloran Quartet, the Buttram Symphony, and now, what's the tune, Jack?
The band played on.
Matt Casey formed a social club that beat the town for style and hired for a meeting place a hall. When payday came around each week, they greased the floor with wax and danced with noise and vigor at the ball. Each Saturday you'd see them dressed up in Sunday clothes. Each lad would have his sweetheart by his side. When Casey led the first grand march, they all would fall in line behind the man who was their joy and pride.
Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde,
and the band played on.
He'd glide across the floor with a girl he adored,
and the band played on.
But his brain was so loaded, it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm.
He nearly the girl with the strawberry curl, and the band played on.
The band played on. I mean, as long as you'll pay them, they'll play on, I'll tell you. But that's the kind of music that reminds me of fairs and carnivals. Oh, boy. You going to a fair this summer? You should. I sure like fairs myself. They just take an ordinary stretch of vacant land or prairie, and they transform it into a kind of a wonderland, you know, with lights, rides, music, and all. You can just stroll along the midway chewing your double mint gum and just have a wonderful time. Of course, delicious double mint, it fits into that kind of fun just like it fits into most everything you do, giving you cheerful chewing and a refreshing lift and just long-lasting pleasure. Yeah, it's a wonderful treat, that double mint, I'll tell you that. You enjoy it often. Now, here's Marion Morgan. Marion, you got a song?
Yes, Pat. It's a lovely day tomorrow. It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue sky. If today your heart is weary, if every little thing looks gray, just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day. If today your heart is weary, if every little thing looks gray, just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day. Just 'cause it's a lovely day.
Marion Morgan with a beautiful weather report there. And I would say, Marion, you are in magnificent voice today. I mean, I would say it, but... But I'll bet you'd rather have a stick of delicious double mint gum than to have all those fancy words. So here, have some of mine. Now, let's see how I sound, because it's Buttram bonus time. Today's Buttram bonus is some thoughts on timing. When to do what? I don't care how great or wonderful you are, it's wasted if your good deeds aren't timed right, you know? Now, you ladies, you can prepare the most delicious meal a man ever sat down to, but if you prepare it on the night your husband has to stay late at the office, well, you might as well have skipped the whole thing. Or say now, you need a new dress. Don't mention the matter while your husband is going through his bills the first of the month, or he'll bite your head off. He'll scream at you, "A new dress? Woman, are you out of your mind? What happened to the new dress you had when we got married?" Now, he really doesn't mean this. It's just your timing is off. His mind is on those bills, and, well, when you mention spending even more, he sees red. You catch him later in the month someday when he's feeling generous and seeing pink or something. You may have a long wait, but it's your only chance. Yeah, correct timing is very important. How often do the soft-boiled eggs come out just right? They're either hard-boiled or half-raw. Poor timing, that's all. Or take the day, you know, you're in a hurry and you decide it won't hurt to just sweep the dust under the Davenport just this once. That'll turn out to be the very day that your husband drops a dime on the floor, goes hunting for it under the Davenport, and comes up with a handful of dirt. He shouts, "What a messy housekeeper. My mother warned me about you." Yeah, practice your timing, ladies, in all things. You show me a woman who says and does the right thing at the right time, and I'll show you a husband who hasn't got a dime left to his name. That's our Buttram bonus for today. The quartet has a song for us now. What is it, Jack?
In the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts all stray to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, oh, the times without number, darling, when I say to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream come true? Dream of mine fade out of sight,
like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill, in the chill and the still
of the night.
I'm the still.
Still of the night, that's when our neighbor's dogs start yelping. Oh, that's fine, fellas. I don't see how that could be improved upon. And for long-lasting pleasure, I don't see how you could improve on delicious double mint chewing gum either. You know, it feels so good to sink your teeth into. The pleasant chewing goes easy and natural. And you'll always enjoy that cool, refreshing, double mint flavor, you know? That's delicious, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. Until tomorrow, then, this is Pat Buttram suggesting that maybe the reason today's girls do things their mother wouldn't think of doing is because their mother didn't think of it either. You know? Goodbye now.